or an organic apple you pick from a tree, or on kale you pluck from your backyard plot. These elevated biotics create the strongest beneficial bacteria environment possible in the intestinal tract. And this greatly benefits the liver in ways undiscovered by medical research and science. Elevated biotics are the difference between true absorption of vitamins and minerals to benefit the liver versus the difficulty most people with conditions have absorbing nutrients due to the loads of troublemakers in the liver and intestinal tract. Sweet potatoes. An important glucose and glycogen storage food for the liver. All sweet potatoes and yams are beneficial, even white sweet potatoes. Similar to regular potatoes, they help support almost every function for which the liver is responsible inside our bodies. Sweet potatoes have phytochemical properties that calm heated, angry, stagnant, sluggish, and toxic livers and help prevent spasming. They also offer a range of hormone-balancing phytochemicals for the liver. The liver uses sweet potatoes and yams to regulate and control some of its hormone functions. Tomatoes harness critical micronutrients, phytochemicals, vitamins and minerals to support many functions of the liver. Lycopene is a beloved nutrient that the liver admires. The liver uses it to shield itself from cell damage. Plus, lycopene helps the liver detox red blood cells safely, smoothly, and efficiently. The fruit acids in tomatoes help keep the gallbladder healthy, helping rid sludge from the gallbladder and even reduce gallstone size. Even poorly grown tomatoes have a high mineral content. These minerals often get to the deep inner core of the liver, helping prevent disease where it commonly starts for people. Tomatoes grow at night under the moonlight, and the liver also responds to moonlight. When it's a full moon, the liver tends to work harder at cleaning, filtering and processing in the wee hours of the morning. When organic or heirloom tomatoes are in the diet, the full moon energy that they collected during their growing cycle works with the liver's ability to cleanse. If you're avoiding tomatoes due to trendy nightshade hatred that constantly recirculates over and over again, you're missing out on keeping your liver healthy and preventing disease. Turmeric, fresh. Fresh turmeric has two main responsibilities for your liver. It allows it to purge a host of different troublemakers, even from the liver's deep inner core, and at the same time it protects the liver cells from injury, as these harmful toxins are being uprooted and leaving the body. Turmeric provides a renewal effect. It digs up deep, dark toxins and rids your liver of them, essentially erasing a part of your past you don't need. Wild blueberries contain dozens of undiscovered antioxidants, including anthocyanin varieties. There's not just one pigment inside a wild blueberry. There are dozens of pigments not yet researched or studied. The wild blueberry is to the liver as mother's milk is to a baby. Not only do wild blueberries have the ability to grab on to plenty of troublemakers, they also hold on to them as they leave the liver, in a way that most other healing foods cannot. The pigments in wild blueberries have the ability to saturate deep into liver cells and cross cell walls and membranes inside the liver, spreading their blue everywhere. Wild blueberries enhance the intestinal tract, feeding good bacteria there, which benefits the liver greatly. Winter squash, including kabocha, acorn, delicata, and butternut. Loaded with nutrients that our livers can easily store. High in carotenoids, that protect liver cells from damage. The glucose in winter squash can stabilize the liver, allowing blood sugar to stabilize overall in the body. Zucchini. Very similar to cucumber in certain ways, as it is also a fruit that's helpful for liver hydration, which allows the liver to store micro pockets of water that it can later release back into the bloodstream during moments of chronic dehydration in your life. Zucchini have a mild liver purging effect, allowing the liver to squeeze out poisonous troublemakers safely. It's also soothing to the intestinal tract walls, pushing out pathogens such as bacteria and fungus, allowing for better absorption of nutrients that can be sent up to the liver. Zucchini is a beneficial gallbladder food containing phytochemicals that actually reduce gallbladder inflammation. Healing herbs and supplements. You'll notice that the items to come are single herbs and supplements. What you won't find here are bottles and bottles of supplements with dozens of ingredients each, dozens of herbs, vitamins, amino acids, and more. There's a reason for this. When you fill a capsule with 20, 30, or 40 nutrients, it's only going to contain a speck of each one, and that's not going to help you heal. This is a practice some supplement companies employ so they don't have to use up valuable nutrients in large amounts in each capsule. You end up getting ripped off. At the same time, most people with chronic illness of any kind are highly sensitive. If you have a reaction to a pill filled with that many ingredients, you'll never know what's causing the reaction, so you'll never get to learn from it. Plus, a supplement with dozens of ingredients is a concoction thrown together according to what a so-called expert in the field of nutraceuticals believes, not what your liver needs. Each one of the singles in these lists holds God-given powers to help your liver heal. Your liver can understand each one of these and knows how to use it. So if you see later in this chapter a list of 10 to 15 different single supplements to take for an illness or symptom, the healing benefits far surpass taking 10 to 15 different bottles of gimmicky supplements, even if they're supposedly high quality. What they really are is filled with dozens and dozens and dozens of guesses at what's good for you that end up confusing and overburdening your liver and other areas of your immune system. What it boils down to is that chronic symptoms and conditions like the ones in this book remain mysteries to medical communities. How can an expert recommendation of a blended supplement help if no one knows what's really causing your ailment or disease? Only by knowing what really causes your health issue, as you can discover throughout the Medical Medium series, can you know what to take for it specifically. With the herbs and supplements here, the power is in your hands to take care of your liver and your specific symptoms and conditions. Trying these supplements is an optional step beyond all the other recommendations here in Part 4. If you prefer to focus on foods for healing, you're more than welcome to do that. You don't have to play in supplement land if you don't want to. Lowering fats and adding in healing foods is going to help with all your problems. This supplement guide is for people looking for something more, looking for options because their situations are perplexing to them. If that's you, then keep listening for a treasure trove of options. At the end of the chapter, you'll even find specialized supplement lists for the individual symptoms and conditions in this audiobook. In the case of herbal tinctures, actively seek out alcohol-free versions. Avoid the word ethanol too. The alcohol in tinctures is normally corn grain alcohol, and therefore GMO contaminated, even if it's organic, which, one, cancels out the herb's benefits, and two, soaks into the herb anyway and alters it, not to mention that alcohol hurts your liver. If it's impossible to find an alcohol-free tincture, grape alcohol should be your first pick, and brandy is the next best preservative. I'm continually asked, what is the most effective form of a given supplement, and does it really matter? Yes, it matters greatly. There are subtle and sometimes critical differences among the different supplement types available that can affect how quickly your viral or bacterial load dies off, if at all. Whether your central nervous system repairs itself and how fast, how quickly your inflammation reduces, and how long it takes for your symptoms and conditions to heal. The supplement variety you choose can make or break your progress. To speed up healing, you need the right kinds of supplements. For these very important reasons, I offer a directory on my website, www.medicalmedium.com, of the best forms of each supplement listed. As you hear about these supplements, which are listed in alphabetical order, keep in mind that the extent of what they do for your body and your liver specifically remains undiscovered by medical research and science. While a few are on their radar, many of them are completely unknown as liver rescuers, and their benefits go far beyond what anyone realizes. One powerful undiscovered tip is to consider taking your supplements with a piece of fruit, such as a banana or even some potato, sweet potato, winter squash, raw honey, maple syrup, or coconut water. As you heard earlier in the audiobook, sugar is what carries vitamins, minerals, and nutrients through the bloodstream to help them find their way to where they need to go. And an organ won't accept vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients without sugar to assist it. Taking your supplements with natural sugars ensures that the liver and other parts of your body can actually use them. 5-MTHF, 5-methyltetrahydrofolate, binds onto the B12 that elevated biotics create inside the ileum. Also enters the liver, igniting and bringing back to life storage bins of B12 that the liver keeps for emergencies, while helping the liver convert it to a bioactive form that it can deliver into the bloodstream, coded with messages attached for specific organs. Chemical compounds that the liver produces attach themselves to the 5-MTHF and B12 so that other organs can identify and absorb the B12 easily. ALA, alpha-lipoic acid, easily enters into all liver cells, giving them added antioxidant protection from injury due to highly toxic troublemakers, supports the nerves entering the liver, and also improves glucose storage ability, increasing glycogen storage containment in deep levels of the liver. ALA perks up the liver and helps detoxify it at the same time. Aloe vera, the gel from a fresh aloe leaf, binds onto toxic debris in the intestinal tract and carries it out of the colon during elimination, reduces poisons and toxins in the intestinal tract so they don't travel up to the liver, also allows for cleaner blood flow through the hepatic portal system into the liver, bringing with it chemical compounds from aloe that specifically inhibit bacteria and certain viruses. Aloe expels and diminishes ammonia inside the intestinal tract that otherwise seeps into the liver when food is putrefying due to low hydrochloric acid and bile production. Amla berry contains a rich wealth of antioxidants that protect the liver from old inherited toxins as well as from new everyday exposure. Its high vitamin C content feeds the liver's personalized immune system, protecting the liver from infection and helping the immune system seek out and destroy pathogens that camp out and hide out inside our livers. Amla berry also improves the liver's chemical functions and helps restore glucose. Ashwagandha strengthens the adrenals, keeping them from over or underreacting, which is a pattern these glands assume as they weaken when under adrenal stress. Ashwagandha protects the liver from excess adrenaline exposure and helps the liver produce and store dozens of hormones. Barley grass juice powder contains phytonutrients that feed an undernourished liver while allowing it to detoxify dozens of toxins and poisons inherited from the past and exposed to in the present moment. It's a responsible detoxifier with take and give integrity, replacing the troublemakers it removes with vital nutrients. B complex. The liver is the master at converting and storing B vitamins as more usable nutrients for all organs and tissues of the body. While the liver does have the ability to create a B vitamin if necessary in desperate times, through desperate measures, it's easier for the liver when B vitamins are present in foods and high-quality supplements so it can focus on its other, most important jobs. The liver tags a B vitamin with a chemical compound that assigns it to the organ in need. The high intelligence factor that the liver possesses works hand in hand with B vitamins. When the liver is cleaner and freer of toxins, the wonders of vitamin B complex can really take effect. Black walnut. For rare occasions of certain parasites or worms, black walnut enters into the liver, injuring these unfriendly guests and sometimes only needing to smoke them out of the liver. Keep in mind that black walnut does not harm viruses or bacteria. What is great for are those certain unfriendly parasitical guests. Burdock root, filled with undiscovered anti-inflammatory compounds. The juice from fresh burdock root is extremely medicinal for the liver and versatile according to the liver's needs, improving liver functions from glucose storage to vitamin and mineral storage to screening and filtering blood. It purges the liver of deep inherited toxins as well as newly encountered ones, helps expel old red blood cells that have congested the liver, and improves bile production. Dried burdock also makes a very medicinal tea. Burdock is essentially a root herb. It goes deep into the earth, so its phytochemical compounds hold a powerful grounding ability. The liver leans on burdock root, for it reminds the liver of its sole responsibility of being the rock for the body. Cardamom increases bile production and brings life and beneficial non-toxic heat back to stagnant, sluggish livers that have overheated for years and are now cooling down. Cardamom's heat ignites homeostasis. Cat's claw. Rather than detoxifying the liver, cat's claw destroys viruses, bacteria and other unfriendly microorganisms that can camp out inside or invade the liver. Assists the liver's personalized immune system, giving it a chance to recoup its strength and restore itself for the next battle. Stabilizes the liver's environment. Shaga mushroom strengthens the liver while reducing toxic liver heat when the liver is under stress and burdened from troublemakers. Supports and strengthens the adrenals, which in turn assists in strengthening the liver, making it a more difficult environment for pathogens such as viruses and bacteria to survive in. Phytochemical compounds in shaga detoxify the liver in a steady, balanced manner. Chicory root reduces gallstone production by adding a phytochemical compound acid to bile that inhibits gallstone growth. gently detoxifies the body in a manner that's acceptable to the body and easy on the adrenals, contributes to many of the chemical functions for which the liver is responsible. CoQ10, coenzyme Q10, a gentle antioxidant that supports all functions of the liver and protects all liver cells from oxidative stress. One of the liver's chemical functions can alter, adjust, and customize specific antioxidants for its specific needs in the moment. CoQ10 is one of them. The liver uses it as an antioxidant building block, helps prevent extreme cell damage. Curcumin. This component of turmeric contains phytochemical compounds that calm the liver, resulting in fewer spasms, helps prepare and purify blood before it enters the liver so that blood arrives with fewer toxins. Its healing properties ignite healing heat in a stagnant, sluggish liver, resulting in less disease. Dandelion root helps reset the filtering capabilities of the liver by expelling loose, rogue toxins inside it that haven't yet been compartmentalized in storage banks. Purges the liver so it can expel these free-floating troublemakers and essentially breathe and focus more on its filtration responsibilities. Also supports the liver's adaptation strength. The liver's ability to convert nutrients can restore while using dandelion root, plus bile strength increases. D-mannose binds onto bacteria in the urinary tract. Good for UTIs. EPA and DHA. Icosapentaenoic acid and docosahexaenoic acid. These omegas help improve the liver's personalized immune system by keeping toxic plaque and debris from sticking to the walls of the hepatic veins, hepatic artery, and hepatic portal vein. Keeping these vessels clear of obstructions allows for better blood flow into and out of the liver, which protects and eases the heart. Be sure to buy a plant-based, not fish-based version. Eyebright. A great antibacterial, antiviral uprooter of liver antagonists. Also carries chemical compounds originally from its flowers and leaves that improve hundreds of the liver's chemical functions, specifically many involved with bile production. Strengthens the liver's white blood cells by arming them with a phytochemical compound that flushes out pathogens to be destroyed by other immune system cells. Ginger helps calm spasms in the liver and regulate liver heat. It can heat up the liver, perking it up out of stagnation, or cool a very hot liver, balancing it out depending on what's needed. Helpful for a sluggish liver, stagnant liver, and dirty blood syndrome. Improves bile production and potency while improving the stomach's production of hydrochloric acid. Also feeds the liver with dozens of phytochemical compounds that it can use for many of its chemical functions. Some of ginger's phytochemical compounds expel ammonia and rotting, putrefying food, debris, and toxins from the small intestine and colon, allowing for cleaner nutrients to enter the liver from the intestinal tract. Ginger also dislodges fat cells inside the liver, allowing that fat to break free and exit through the bile and digestive tract, sometimes by way of the gallbladder. Glutathione saturates the liver quickly and easily, where it supports every single liver cell and its function. It's medicine to the liver, like someone coming along and making all your problems go away. Quickly leaves the liver too, though the liver appreciates it greatly for its brief presence that assists the organ's over 2,000 chemical functions. Golden seal. When golden seal enters the liver, it quickly suffocates and destroys pathogens, both bacterial and viral. Also inhibits pathogens that are adjacent to the liver in the lymphatic system. Golden seal has a gentle purging effect that expels bacterial debris, viral byproduct, neurotoxins and other pathogenic waste matter. Hibiscus. The unique anthocyanin compound that gives hibiscus its red colouring helps rejuvenate the liver, bringing it back to life by cleaning mucus off cell membrane walls and improving the liver's ability to perform its responsibilities. This herb is also a gallbladder rejuvenator. It cleans off gallbladder walls and improves the liver's personalized immune system. Lemon balm kills viruses, bacteria, and other pathogenic microorganisms inside the liver. Makes a better environment in the intestinal tract, which supports the delivery of cleaner nutrients from the gut to the liver. Lemon balm calms the nerves of the liver, causing it to be less spasmodic, agitated, and angry, while also calming the nerves inside of the intestinal lining, which lowers toxic heat inside the liver. It also supports the adrenals, which makes the liver less toxic. Licorice root diminishes viruses inside the liver and brings down excessive liver heat due to a liver that's struggling and highly toxic, calms liver spasms, and helps eliminate toxic hormones stored inside it. Licorice also increases hydrochloric acid in the stomach, which helps ease the burden on the liver and soothes an irritated, inflamed gallbladder and intestinal lining. L-lysine enters the liver and acts as a smokescreen to all of the viruses that are responsible for liver disease and autoimmune disorders. Viruses hate lysine. It's like the powder that comes out of a fire extinguisher, a viral retardant that deters viruses from proliferating. L-lysine strengthens the immune system in the liver and aids in some of the organ's most important functions. Magnesium glycinate supports blood vessels inside the liver, making them less restricted and more pliable and supple, allowing for easier blood flow throughout the liver. Magnesium gently flushes toxins out of the liver at the same time it calms liver spasms and agitation. It's responsible for dozens of the liver's chemical functions, including its adaptation skills. It also helps gently cleanse the intestinal tract, allowing the liver to receive cleaner, less toxic blood. Melatonin helps reduce tumors and cysts inside the liver and helps prevent them from growing in the first place. A natural anti-inflammatory that doesn't confuse the liver's immune system, only strengthens it. If the liver is sluggish and stagnant and loses its ability to create melatonin, taking supplemental melatonin can reignite the liver's capacity to start up again. That's right. While medical research and science associate melatonin production with the brain, it's also one of the liver's hormone functions to create and secrete it. Always start with a small dosage. Milk thistle helps push out old red blood cells from the liver and detoxify any free-floating toxins, gunk and debris that are in the hepatic veins. Improves bile production and helps cleanse bile pathways throughout the liver. Rejuvenates the liver and helps perk it up out of stagnation. MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane, loosens and helps expel fats from liver cells. Helps strengthen every cell inside the liver, making the organ less prone to attack from disease-causing bacteria and viruses. MSM wakes up a stagnant, sluggish liver, reduces toxic liver heat, and gently purges the liver of toxins in deep-seated areas. Also gently purges the gallbladder of small debris particles, improves the immune system inside and around the liver. Mullein leaf, a great antiviral antibacterial liver herb, reduces inflammation, calming down liver spasms as well as toxic liver heat, helps soothe an aggravated liver and decrease and expel mucus formation inside the liver's blood vessels and cells. NAC, N-acetylcysteine, provides building blocks for liver cells to regenerate, helps the liver with its adaptation abilities, and improves the liver's screening and filtering capabilities while contributing to hundreds of the liver's chemical functions. NAC also supports the adrenal glands, which in turn aids the liver. Nascent iodine, an antiseptic for the liver, preventing disease from viruses, bacteria, and other unfriendly microorganisms, enters into every cell of the liver to aid hundreds of chemical functions for which the liver is responsible, protects the gallbladder, and even improves bile production, helps the liver defend itself from cancerous growths. Nettle leaf increases hydrochloric acid in the stomach, which helps ease the burden on the liver. Also improves bile production inside the liver, calms an aggravated and inflamed gallbladder, inhibits gallstone growth, and supports the bile passageways throughout the liver. Nettle leaf enhances all liver cell functions, reduces liver heat from toxins, and even gently cleanses a variety of old, inherited toxins and troublemakers to which you've been newly exposed. It balances the adrenals, keeping them from being either over or underactive, while improving the liver's adaptive abilities. Olive leaf, a great antiviral antibacterial herb for the liver. It gently purges the liver of free-floating toxins, though not ones that are deeply rooted or stored in the liver. Olive leaf's phytochemical compounds provide various nutrients for some of the liver's chemical functions too. Oregon grape root helps kill viruses and bacteria inside the liver and helps prevent them from going to the heart. Also improves bile production and reduces pathogenic activity inside the intestinal tract, allowing for better absorption of nutrients in the liver. Peppermint improves hydrochloric acid levels in the stomach and calms intestinal nerves and spasms, all of which makes for a reduction of toxins inside the intestinal tract so that the liver can better absorb nutrients. Peppermint calms a spasmodic liver, reduces liver heat from a toxic load, cleanses the liver, and helps the liver rebuild its glucose and glycogen storage reserves and abilities. Raspberry leaf helps remove toxic, unwanted hormones from the liver and improves the liver's ability to create and produce important hormones needed throughout the body. Gently purges the liver, detoxifying troublemakers stored inside of it. Acts as a tonic to the gallbladder, calming down gallbladder spasms and improving hydrochloric acid in the stomach. Strengthens white blood cells in the liver, helping reduce liver disease. Red clover aids the liver with its screening and filtering functions by helping purify toxin-filled blood before it enters into the liver. Contains phytochemical compounds that bind to hundreds of toxins, helping drive them out of the body through the kidneys and intestinal tract. This allows the liver to cleanse on a deeper level because it's not being constantly burdened by toxic blood from every angle. At the same time, red clover has high mineral content that feeds the liver, making cells stronger, including red blood cells, while at the same time helping rid old red blood cells from the liver. rose hips. Another grounding force for the liver. The roots of the rosebush can run deep and wide, scouring for minerals and other nutrients which they bring to the rose hips that form when the flowers fall away. The vitamin C in rose hips is another bioavailable source for the liver in fighting disease created by viruses and bacteria. The liver's personalized immune system uses the vitamin C from a rose hip more easily and aggressively than the vitamin C taken in a supplement on its own. So consider sipping rose hip tea on the days when you take vitamin C. The rose hip's vitamin C will activate the supplemental form of it, making it stronger. Schisandra berry helps increase the liver's adaptogenic abilities. Contains undiscovered antioxidants that protect liver cells from excess adrenaline damage and toxin overload. Helps increase oxygen to the liver and calms liver spasms by reducing toxic liver heat. It's so filled with minerals and other nutrients that it bulks up the liver's nutrient storage banks. Selenium improves the liver's ability to process vitamins and other nutrients needed for the utilization and conversion of amino acids inside the liver. Increases the liver's cell strength and bolsters its personalized immune system of white blood cells throughout the entire liver. Helps maintain good levels of albumin in the liver. Spirulina provides an abundance of vitamins and minerals to re-establish the liver's storage banks of nutrients that it can easily convert into what it needs in the moment to release and deliver throughout the body. Stops viral and bacterial growth inside the liver. Revitalizes the organ by binding onto hundreds of toxins and poisons and carrying them out of deep pockets of the liver, strengthens the liver's immune system, and helps in its over 2,000 chemical functions. Especially aids the liver's glucose storage and protein conversions. You'll see that Hawaiian spirulina was recommended in my previous books. I've since discovered a more beneficial product that's upgraded in quality. You can find it on my website directory. Turmeric, supplement form, reduces liver swelling when a liver gets toxically hot. Helps squeeze out residuals of mucus from bile passageways and pockets inside the liver while it wakes up and stimulates liver cells, reigniting and rerouting energy throughout the liver. Helps with hormone production inside the liver while removing and cleaning out unwanted toxic hormones. Overall increases liver performance. Vitamin B12 as adenosylcobalamin with methylcobalamin helps with liver cell communication, improving the ability of cells inside the liver to transfer information to one another with ease rather than resistance. Protects nerve tissue that enters and runs all through the liver. Vitamin B12 is highly instrumental to all of the liver's over 2,000 chemical functions and highly instrumental in activating the liver's ability to utilize, process, and distribute all other vitamins and minerals that are stored inside of it. One of conventional medicine's most important discoveries was singling out B12. It helps keep a liver out of stagnation, strengthens hepatocytes and all other liver cells as well as liver lobules, and prevents the liver's blood vessels from atrophying. Vitamin C strengthens all levels of the liver's personalized immune system, speeds up white blood cell recuperation and recovery time in between wars with viruses and bacteria. Also weakens pathogens exposed to it. The liver uses vitamin C in all of its over 2,000 chemical functions. It detoxifies and cleanses the liver, stops a sluggish liver, loosens and disperses fat cells stored inside the liver, strengthens the adrenal glands, and helps the liver recover after bouts of stress-related adrenaline surges. Helps stop and repair scar tissue deep in the liver's core. Vitamin D3. The vitamin D stored inside the liver can grow inactive over time. It's unknown to medical research and science that supplementation with new vitamin D can ignite the activity of stored vitamin D when the liver is sluggish, stagnant, or highly toxic. When the liver is in relatively good shape, the organ can activate its old storage bank of vitamin D without the help of the supplemental vitamin. When taking vitamin D, do not take large dosages. Everyone has vitamin D storage inside the liver, even if it's from 15 years ago, through exposure from a food or the sun. If you take too much vitamin D, it may actually backfire, making the liver's main concern expelling, because too much of this vitamin is toxic to the liver. Rather than activating its storage bank of vitamin D, the liver may accidentally get rid of its stored vitamin D as it rushes to purge the new supplemental vitamin. This is why I don't normally recommend vitamin D the way much of the health world does. I know the truth of how it works in the liver. In small amounts, vitamin D3 can be helpful if your liver's not functioning properly. Don't take excessive dosages. You'll basically counter its effects. Wild blueberry powder powerfully speeds up healthy liver cell production, cleansing, and regeneration. Yellow dock, a great liver cleansing herb to clean up toxins that are rogue and free-floating throughout the liver. Helps clear bile passageways and purge sediment from the gallbladder sac. Its extreme astringency and bitterness forces the liver to squeeze like a sponge, essentially squeezing out old blood while drawing in fresh new blood through the hepatic portal vein and hepatic artery. Helps improve bile production and drive bad acids out of the body. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate. Responsible for all of the over 2,000 chemical functions of the liver, including the creation of your liver in the womb and the development of your liver as you grew and reached adulthood. The liver stores an abundance of zinc because it knows people are zinc deficient, in part due to the lack of it in the food we eat. Without zinc, your liver can't perform its functions that protect your whole body. So despite its zinc storage, your liver always needs more, because the zinc output needed to respond to the mental and physical demands upon us is high. The onslaught of viruses, bacteria, and other pathogens in particular drains our zinc reserves. One specific purpose of zinc reserves is to eliminate toxic forms of copper that are always high inside the liver, and that can cause the organ harm. If someone is so zinc deficient that even the liver's zinc reserves have dropped to a dangerous level, that person can develop a host of viral-related autoimmune diseases and illnesses, which you can read about throughout the Medical Medium series. Zinc helps the liver's immune system fend off every unfriendly microorganism that enters the liver. If zinc tastes too strong for you, feel free to minimize dosage to what's comfortable, even if it's just a few tiny drops. Individual support for you. If you're struggling with a specific symptom or condition that we covered in this audiobook, or if you're looking for everyday liver and health maintenance, you may find it helpful to see a list of supplements that can offer specific support for you. In the sections to come, you'll find exactly that. You're welcome to start at a much lower dose with anything. Even with a smaller dose of one of these supplements, you will get more health benefits than if it's one tiny ingredient in an anti-inflammatory supplemental capsule with 20 others. If you're sensitive, talk to your practitioner about what dosage your body can handle. Alternatively, if you're not sensitive and you want to increase any dosages for your condition beyond what's listed on the supplement bottle, that's also a situation where you should talk to your practitioner about what's right for you. And with the exception of child liver and PANDAS, the dosages listed are for adults. If you're considering supplements for a child, consult with her or his practitioner about what's safe and appropriate. If you're dealing with more than one symptom or condition at the same time, pick the one that looms largest in your life. For example, if you're plagued by eczema or psoriasis, focus on taking care of that and don't worry about bloating. Over time, you may find that working on one issue takes care of another, or you can switch off after a little while and focus on different supplements we mentioned. Once you've found your symptom or condition here, you don't need to take every supplement listed for it. If you're sensitive, you can try one a day. If not, you can put them all together as your daily regimen. As a middle ground, you can choose a couple to start off with and then take it from there. Later on, if you're not experiencing what you want from a couple supplements, you can add a few more. You may already be taking other supplements you think are working for you. If so, talk to your practitioner about keeping those while adding these new ones. Further, any supplement from the full liver supplements list that's not in your specific symptom or condition list is still an option to use, if your expert sense of what your body needs or your practitioner's recommendation tells you to do so. They are all helpful supplements for your liver and chronic illness. Your practitioner can give you guidance on the length of time you may need to continue with supplements. The other measures you're taking to care for your liver, that is, adding in healing foods, lowering fats, avoiding troublemakers, and trying the Liver Rescue Morning and the Liver Rescue 369, will make a big difference to your healing timeline. How much your liver was struggling and how long you'd been suffering when you started on your healing path will make a big difference too. Everyone has a different healing process and time frame. Finally, a few notes on the supplement lists to come. When you hear the term dropperful, that means as much liquid supplement as fills the bottle's eyedropper when you squeeze its rubber top. It may only fill up halfway. That's still considered a dropperful. There are also some supplements where dosages are given in drops. Make sure to check carefully whether it says drops or dropperfuls. Most of the liquid and powder supplements mentioned are meant to be taken in water. Check the directions on the supplement's label. When there are multiple herbal tinctures in a list, you're welcome to combine them into 1 ounce or more of water and take them together. The same goes for teas. If multiple teas are listed for your symptom or condition, feel free to combine the herbs to make yourself a special tea blend or use a few different tea bags together. Some of the dosages are listed in milligrams. If you can't find capsules that line up with the exact suggestions, try to get ones that are close. Talk to your practitioner if you want to know how to adjust a dosage. Remember, almost all of these are adult dosages. Talk to a practitioner about what's right for a child. When you hear the term daily, that means to take the given dosage of the supplement over the course of the day, and it's your choice how to do that. You're welcome to take the whole dose once a day. If you're sensitive, you may want to break it up into multiple servings. For example, if it says to take 2 teaspoons of barley grass juice powder daily, you may decide either to put both teaspoons together into a smoothie or have 1 teaspoon in a morning smoothie and 1 teaspoon in some water at night. Once you've figured out which items you're going to add to your life, go over the descriptions of the herbs and supplements from earlier in the chapter so you know all the wonderful benefits you're receiving. Everyday liver and health maintenance. If you're not experiencing any of the symptoms or conditions that follow, here's a list of herbs and supplements to help maintain your general health. 5-MTHF, 1 capsule daily. Aloe vera, 2 or more inches of fresh gel, skin removed, daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons daily. Shaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons daily. Curcumin, 2 capsules daily. Lemon balm, 3 dropperfuls daily. L-lysine, 3 500-milligram capsules daily. Magnesium glycinate, 2 capsules daily. Nettle leaf, 2 cups of tea, 3 capsules or 3 dropperfuls daily. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons daily. Turmeric, 2 capsules or freshly grated or juiced to taste daily. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 4 500-milligram capsules, Ester C twice a day, or 1 tablespoon of liquid liposomal daily. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful daily. Acne. Barley grass juice powder, 1 teaspoon twice daily. Cat's claw, 1 dropperful twice a day. Shaga mushroom, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Curcumin, 2 capsules twice a day. Golden seal, 2 dropperfuls or 3 capsules twice a day, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Mullein leaf, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Nascent iodine, 3 tiny drops twice a day. Nettle leaf, 2 capsules or 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Red clover, 1 cup of tea or 1 dropperful twice a day. Spirulina, 1 teaspoon daily. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams, Ester C, or 2 teaspoons liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful twice a day. Adrenal problems. Amla berry, 1 teaspoon or 2 capsules twice a day. Ashwagandha, 1 dropperful or 2 capsules twice a day. B complex, 1 capsule daily. Chicory root, 1 cup of tea daily. Hibiscus, 1 cup of tea daily. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Licorice root, 10 small drops twice a day, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Magnesium glycinate, 2 capsules twice a day. Nettle leaf, 1 dropperful or 2 capsules twice a day. Schisandra berry, 1 cup of tea daily. Spirulina, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful twice a day. Vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams, Ester C, or 2 teaspoons liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful twice a day. Autoimmune liver, viral-caused autoimmune disorders and diseases. 5-MTHF, one capsule twice a day. ALA, one 500 milligram capsule daily. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Cat's claw, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Shaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Curcumin, 2 capsules twice a day. Glutathione, 1 capsule or 1 teaspoon of liquid twice a day. Hibiscus, 1 cup of tea daily. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Licorice root, 1 dropperful daily, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. L-lysine, 4 500 milligram capsules twice a day. MSM, 1 capsule twice a day. Mullein leaf, 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Nascent iodine, 3 tiny drops twice a day. Nettle leaf, 2 dropperfuls or 2 capsules twice a day. Oregon grapefruit, 1 dropperful or 1 capsule twice a day. Selenium, 1 dropperful or 1 capsule daily. Spirulina, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Turmeric, 1 capsule twice a day. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful twice a day. Vitamin C, 3000 milligrams ester C, or 1 tablespoon of liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 2 dropperfuls twice a day. Bloating, 5-MTHF, 1 capsule daily. Barley grass juice powder, 1 teaspoon daily. Burdock root, 1 cup of tea or 1 root freshly juiced daily. Cat's claw, 1 dropperful daily. Shaga mushroom, 1 teaspoon daily. Ginger, 1 cup of tea or 2 capsules twice a day or freshly grated or juiced to taste daily. Hibiscus, 1 cup of tea daily. Lemon balm, 1 dropperful daily. Licorice root, 1 dropperful daily, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Magnesium glycinate, 1 capsule daily. Milk thistle, 1 capsule daily. Peppermint, 1 cup of tea daily. Raspberry leaf, 1 cup of tea daily. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Brain fog. 5-MTHF, 1 capsule twice a day. Ashwagandha, 1 dropperful or 1 capsule twice a day. Barley grass juice powder, 1 teaspoon twice a day. B-complex, 1 capsule daily. Cat's claw, 1 dropperful twice a day. Shaga mushroom, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Lemon balm, 1 dropperful twice a day. Licorice root, 1 dropperful daily, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. L-lysine, 2 500 milligram capsules twice a day. Nettle leaf, 1 dropperful or 1 capsule twice a day. Spirulina, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful twice a day. Vitamin C, 2 500 milligram capsules ester C, or 1 teaspoon liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful twice a day. Chemical and food sensitivities. Everyone with chemical and food sensitivities is different. You're welcome to explore any of the supplements here for your liver. This is just a starting point for some sensitive people. Take only one supplement one day, another the next, and so on, cycling through the full list of what you want to try over the course of several days instead of taking them all in one day. If you decide to take all of the supplements in this list, it means you'll be on an 8-day cycle. A sensitivity is yet another reason to stay away from bottles of supplements with 50 ingredients. 5-MTHF, one capsule. Barley grass juice powder, half a teaspoon. Lemon balm, one dropperful. L-lysine, 500 milligrams. Peppermint, one cup of tea. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, one dropperful. Vitamin C, 2 500 milligram capsules, ester C. Vitamin D3, 1000 IU or 1000 international units. Child liver. Amla berry, half a teaspoon daily. Barley grass juice powder, half a teaspoon daily. Ginger, one cup of tea twice a day or freshly grated or juiced to taste daily. Lemon balm, one dropperful daily. Magnesium glycinate, one capsule or quarter to a half a teaspoon daily. Milk thistle, 6 tiny drops daily. Spirulina, half a teaspoon daily. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 10 drops daily. Vitamin C, 500 milligrams ester C or 1 teaspoon liquid liposomal daily. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 6 small drops daily. Cirrhosis and pericirrhosis. Taking supplements for cirrhosis depends on the severity of your case, especially if you're in late-stage cirrhosis. Consult with a physician before applying supplements. Amla berry, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Burdock root, 1 cup of tea or 1 root, freshly juiced twice a day. Shaga mushroom, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Chicory root, 1 cup of tea twice a day. CoQ10, 1 capsule twice a day. Glutathione, 1 capsule or half a teaspoon liquid daily. Hibiscus, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Lemon balm, 1 dropperful twice a day. MSM, 1 capsule twice a day. NAC, 1 capsule daily. Vitamin B12, as adenosyl cobalamin with methyl cobalamin, 1 dropperful daily. Vitamin C, 2,500 milligrams ester C or 1 tablespoon liquid liposomal twice a day. Constipation. Amla berry, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Barley grass juice powder, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Cat's claw, 1 dropperful twice a day. Dandelion root tea, 1 cup of tea twice a day. EPA and DHA, fish free, 1 capsule twice a day. Licorice root, 1 dropperful daily or 1 cup of tea twice a day. 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Magnesium glycinate, 1 teaspoon of powder twice a day. Milk thistle, 1 dropperful twice a day. Nettle leaf, 1 dropperful or 1 cup of tea or 2 capsules twice a day. Peppermint, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Rose hips, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Vitamin C, 4 500 milligram capsules, ester C or 2 teaspoons liquid liposomal twice a day. Dark under eye circles. ALA, 1 capsule daily. B-complex, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Barley grass juice powder, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Burdock root, 1 cup of tea twice a day or 1 root freshly juiced daily. Dandelion root, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Hibiscus, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Licorice root, 1 dropperful daily or 1 cup of tea twice a day. 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Red clover, 1 cup of tea or 1 dropperful twice a day. Spirulina, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Turmeric, 2 capsules twice a day. Vitamin B12, as adenosylcobalamin with methylcobalamin, 1 dropperful twice a day. Vitamin C, 4 500 milligram capsules, ester C or 2 teaspoons liquid liposomal twice a day. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful twice a day. Diabetes, types 1, 1.5, LADA and 2, and blood sugar imbalance. 5-MTHF, 1 capsule twice a day. Amla berry, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Ashwagandha, 1 dropperful twice a day. Barley grass juice powder, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Chaga mushroom, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Glutathione, 1 capsule or 1 teaspoon liquid daily. Hibiscus, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Lemon balm, 2 dropperfuls or 1 cup of tea twice a day. L-lysine, 2 500 milligram capsules twice a day. Nascent iodine, 6 tiny drops daily. Nettle leaf, 2 dropperfuls, 1 cup of tea, or 2 capsules twice a day. Rose hips, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Schisandra berry, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Turmeric, 2 capsules twice a day. Spirulina, 2 teaspoons twice a day. Vitamin C, 4 500 milligram capsules, ester C or 2 teaspoons liquid liposomal twice a day. Vitamin B12, as adenosylcobalamin with methylcobalamin, 1 dropperful twice a day. Zinc, as liquid zinc sulfate, up to 1 dropperful twice a day. Dirty blood syndrome. Amla berry, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Barley grass juice powder, 1 teaspoon twice a day. Burdock root, 1 cup of tea or 1 root freshly juiced twice a day. Chicory root, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Dandelion root, 1 cup of tea twice a day. Milk thistle, 1 dropperful twice a day. Nettle leaf, 1 dropperful, 2 capsules or 1 cup of tea twice a day. Red clover, 1 cup of tea or 1 dropperful twice a day. Turmeric, 2 capsules twice a day. Vitamin C, 4 500 milligram capsules, ester C or 2 teaspoons liquid liposomal twice a day.